A U.S.-China trade dispute has resulted in the imposition of an extra 25% duty on imports of U.S. pork and pork variety meat entering China. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more details in this USMEF report.
The Chinese government has decided to impose an additional 25% duty on pork products from the U.S. into China. So this would be an incremental 25% above the current 12%. So any increase in tariffs is not good news regarding our ability to compete in the marketplace. We're working with our industry partners closely to get the message across that just how important the Chinese market is for the U.S. pork industry. And this is a disruptive situation short term, but long term we're hopeful that we can come to a good outcome. And a good example, we had a similar concern on the Korean Free Trade Agreement, the CORUS Agreement, where we had a good resolution last week in that we could come to some agreement on differences as it related to CORUS. So we're hopeful that long term we're going to have a good outcome here.
Hallstrom said the impasse with China is a good reminder of why it's important to diversify and expand export markets for U.S. red meat and especially variety meat. He notes that these efforts are ongoing in several emerging regions.
We are constantly working in what I would call emerging regions, and a couple of good examples, the Central American region, places like Panama and Guatemala and El Salvador, and South America, you know, Colombia, Peru, Chile, have really been very good success stories, and we've come from a very low base to where there are significant multi-million dollar regions now for pork exports. Another region that we've been working hard on that's just starting to see some positive outcome is the region in West and South Africa. So, yeah, I think it underscores that that all markets are important, even if they're small and emerging.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.